Yo, it's the most dope show. It's about that time to get live. Take a break from your 8 to 5. Them other guys don't have the ability to rip it. We kick it. Three guys on representing with the most killer spirit. And we coming with the jokes. So you better grab a good pen and pad for your notes. And forget them other folks, cause we got the best quotes. Randolph does more than just jokers. He woke and he got the files. Tell Andy Klein to turn up the dial. I don't know where that boy Tim is now. Raising a daughter, he hella proud. Andy is straight up and Randolph ain't here for racist. When Tim Miller hit, that got funny as shit. The sock puppets always be there to assist. Too many to name, but they all of this shit. I guess I could try. Love me some Frankie French. Milner and
Mike B.
Be lit. I cannot forget about Petey and Chris. J.L. Covan with them Trump impressions. Riding Cameron coming from the black guy who tips. That's a whole damn nation, so they always near. Pop, pop, bang, bang. Getting green, romaine. Three guys on sock puppet nation. Gang, gang. Yeah. What up,
Dominic?
Puerto Rico, suave. I know you thought I forgot about you, but I ain't gonna forget about you, bro. Yeah. Yeah. Puerto Rico, oh. Puerto Rico, suave.
I think I have a dead president's VHS tape.
That soundtrack is really
not even being, not even DVD, VHS tape.
That's the song they play when he's going to jail. Walk on by. That shit's so sad.
Yeah, that was a warning by Biggie that sampled that for sure.
Walk on by, Isaac Hayes. Yeah. Walk on by.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, seen, a million people seen, sampled.
You ever seen Cookie Monster doing Isaac Hayes? Y'all ever seen that?
No.
Go on YouTube and put.
Was Isaac Hayes part of?
Just go on YouTube, put in Sesame Street, Isaac Hayes, Cookie Monster.
All right, let me see if I can find that. So, like, was Isaac Hayes there with him?
No.
Oh.
No. It's just the shit that and the Sesame guys who Street. Put it, like, Jim Henson's, like, Muppet House, or I don't know what they call their Muppet Factory, Jim Henson's. At the time, they were on some serious subversive shit. So it looked to me like they always were trying to figure out ways that they could shoehorn shit into a kid's show.
Yeah. Sesame Street, Cookie Monster's disco debut, Cookie Disco. Oh, hey, maybe that's it. Is it? I mean, Isaac Hayes was disco adjacent, right?
Yeah. Let me see if this is, I'll know it when I see it.
So one of these?
Yeah, it's that one.
Let's see. Wait for the ad to play.
Of course. Watch this shit.
What the?
The one, the only, the incomparable Cookie Monster!
What the fuck?
Now, if you know anything about Isaac Hayes, you know that this is supposed to be Isaac Hayes.
He's glittering.
And he has a beard.
And sunglasses on. He's got backup singers. What the hell? Hope I don't get kicked off YouTube for this. I'm gonna jump ahead.
This is Shaft.
Says, can you dig it?
Did someone say lunch?
We're going to get kicked off YouTube if we do too much.
by showing a YouTube clip.
Yeah, but it's Sesame Street's official. They don't want other people.
He goes all the way in. He points. He does all the Isaac Hayes moves.
Do they still do this? Does Sesame Street ever do like modern artists? Could they do the Rich Men of North Richmond? But it's Cookie Probably. Monster with his grievances about the world. Top 1% and all that shit. This is clearly from the 70s, I'm assuming, right? Or like old school Sesame Street.
Sesame Street was very black in the 70s, and it was made that way. It was made to be black, which is why I wrote a thing about it for the show about the origins of Sesame Street when Big Bird died. how they weren't playing it down south. They wouldn't play it down south. They were like, unless you change it. They're like, we're not changing nothing.
They didn't play Big Bird's Death down south.
No, just the, all the shit that they would do. They didn't want to. They didn't want to play in Sesame Street at all.
Oh, okay.
On public television, and they were like, "We're gonna take the, we'll take the network off," and they were like, well, "We're not changing it." So, you do what you have to do.
Because they didn't do enough country and western. You know, Cookie Monster.
No, because they had blacks and whites mixing.
Can't have that. That's what it's like in those Democrat-run cities.
It was a black show. It was set in New York. Sesame Street's in New York. Kaufman Astoria Studios, right around the corner from where I used to live. But
right,
Sesame Street's in New York.
Can't have all that bringing those Democrat-run cities into my home.
There's too many brown people.
Big Bird.
Big Bird's dead. Aisha, I'm sorry to tell you.
Big Bird. The guy who was in the Big Bird suit died.
Was in the Big Bird suit for decades, passed away.
Last year, maybe last couple of years, a few years ago.
Because we wrote a tribute to him, Big Bird.
Oh, there it is. Sesame Street puppeteer Carol Spinney, dead at 85. Sesame Street resident since 1969. Carol Spinney, the guy who manned Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street for nearly half a century. This is from 2019. Spinney passed away Sunday at his Connecticut home after living with dystonia for a while, according to the Sesame Workshop.
He put work in. We used to watch that. Started watching it in Germany. That's when I have memories of watching it in Germany. I don't have memories of watching it before that. It was on. I don't have, but I know definitely. Well, we only had the one channel in Germany, so you watched what was on.
Yeah.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
No, that was Electric Company.
Well, that, so you would get either before Sesame Street, you'd get Electric Company, or after Sesame Street, you get Electric Company. One and two.
And then did you guys get the Great Space Coaster?
We did get 3-2-1. I didn't get 3-2-1 contact till we got back here, but it was public access. Wasn't 3-2-1 contact public access too?
I think so. Yeah. Which one had Spider-Man on it? Was that 3-2-1? That was Electric Company.
That was Electric Company.
Yeah. Spider-Man, Nobody Knows Who You Are.
Yeah.
The Great Space Coaster, was that? I remember watching that.
Mm-mm.
I just clicked on it.
You mean Space Ghost?
No, that's a different thing. The Great original Space Coaster.
No, I'm talking about the remake cartoon, the original Space Ghost cartoon.
Oh, yeah, I watched the original Space Ghost. I used to watch all those cartoons. Great Space Coaster was a children's show from 1981 to 1986. So right in my wheelhouse of childhood. The series was co-created by Kermit Love, original Muppet designer and builder for Jim Henson. Was that who Kermit the Frog was named after?
I wonder.
And Jim Martin, who later went on to work on a number of Henson-related
projects. Are you all right, baby? I'm seeing a lot of this.
Carrie's mowing people down on the road. Laying on that horn, scaring people.
Motherfuckers!
So the Great Space Coaster had like puppets and puppeteers. I guess so, somewhat similar to what Jim Henson was doing.
They didn't do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They didn't do the pinball one wasn't on Sesame Street. It was on.
No, that was Electric Company.
Somebody check that for me. Are we sure?
Yes.
Yeah, that was Electric Company. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 song?
Yeah, the one.
Well, there's a pinball thing. There's a pinball thing. Let the pinball go.
It was a break. I think Randolph might be right. I don't. Let me. I just found this video.
It was Electric Company.
Well, this video might be titled wrong. I found a video on YouTube that says Sesame Street Pinball.
What is Sesame Street Pinball? What's that look like?
Gotta remember, Sesame Street never really did animation.
Well, here we go.
I mean, this might be a missed.
I don't think I saw this on Sesame Street.
Might be a mistitled video.
Because that's the point of Sister Singing. That I know. Huh. Like I did.
All right, so the Wikipedia says pinball number count is a collective title referring to 11 1-minute animated segments on the PBS children's series Sesame Street.
Okay, now did it ever show
teaches oh, children to company? Count to 12 by following the journey of a pinball through a fanciful pinball machine.
Did so it ever show like, on Electric Company? It may have.
It might have.
Because they're both children. Because Electric Company is children's television workshop, too.
The singers were the Pointer Sisters. And they had, I guess, the same song, but with like a bunch of different animations of this pinball going through various things. Pinball number count segments contain common.
They had to have shown it on. They had to have shown on Electric Company too.
I feel like,
trying to get the kids in any angle they can.
Yeah, maybe they did.
I remember it. It on Electric Company.
This is the one about two.
Two.
Two. In 2019, SesameStreet.org released an online pinball game based on the animated segments. So I guess you can go to that website and play the pinball.
By the way, somebody in the chat room just said, all this shit worked, by the way.
Right.
All this shit worked.
I guess it might be confirmation bias. The stuff that worked, we remember. There might have been some shit that bombed, and we don't remember it.
I don't know what it was.
We don't remember.
What's one of these things? Which one of the little song ditties do you remember? You were like, that's stupid. Which one of Schoolhouse Rock did you see? And you were like, that's fucking dumb.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe you don't remember those.
Fuck that shit.
They don't stick in your brain, you know?
Man, please. You can put any school rock on. That shit's in your head. That tune comes on. You tune right in. Like, oh, I remember that.
I guess
remember right up top, like three is a magic number.
Right.
The
Great like Space that. Coaster. Oh, they got full episodes, of course, because it's YouTube. The Great Space Coaster does the intro. I don't think I remember the Great Space Coaster like song. I kind of vaguely, I just remember having it on in the background in the morning when I was like getting ready for school.
There's no way I'd ever switch.
Really? Dr. April says she's making her kids watch.
Just a bill. Old school retro.
Just fucking watch this. This will tell you what you need to know.
This is Great Space Coaster.
It's the Great I never saw this. Space Coaster. Get on board on the Great
Space Coaster. We'll explore. I remember this, but I never got into it.
Yeah, it was like background noise in the morning.
What did it teach you?
I don't know. On the
Great Space Coaster. Stuff about space. On the Great Space Coaster, off
we go. Get on board. I mean, I remember its existence. Roaring toward the other side, where only rainbows high. On the Great Space Coaster. On the Great Space Coaster. On the Great Space Coaster.
Get on board. Get on. Get on the coaster.
And then there was.
You gonna throw up.
The Gary Gnu Show or whatever. This was part of the Great Space Coaster.
Great Gnu. And the known.
Really? Let me see mine.
Good Gnu Show. The only TV Gnu's program guaranteed to contain no Gnu's whatsoever. Nothing
the
bad
laugh track.
Or wrong ever happens on my show. I just got finished saying nothing wrong happens on my show. Shape up, you guys. Shape up, not grape up. And even if I did say grape up.
Again, I kind of vaguely remember this, but it wasn't in the starting rotation. It was just kind of on in the background. And then there is the Croft Superstars, which I do remember watching quite a bit. Sigmund the Sea Monster and H.R. Puff and stuff and all that stuff. Yeah.
We applied for passports not too long ago. They just showed up today.
Oh, really? They mailed them to you?
Yeah. They sent them through some sort of priority thing or something.
Yeah. They'll make sure you get them.
My on in the background, getting ready for school, was Bozo the Clown.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
That was on after when I came home because we had WGN Superstation.
Yeah,
so when I came home from school, it was on.
Yeah, Bozo the Clown. They had that thing with like
for some reason it was on in the afternoon. It didn't make any sense.
They had that game with the ping pong balls
and Cubs games. Cubs games were fucking on.
I used to because they had that ping pong game where kids at home can send in their name.
Right.
The kid playing whatever prizes he won, if they drew your name, you would also get those prizes. I sent my name into that shit every time. Never get it.
This is a clip of it. YouTube has everything.
Does it make sense that these New Orleans skeletons are...
And commercials too, but I remember that game. I don't think I ever sent my name into that one.
Well, Popeye's got a new girl. I forgot that.
Oh, do they? Oh, they do. Yeah. She's the ghost pepper.
Oh, they got wings now?
Ghost pepper wings. Huh. Haven't had them yet. The Bozo Show. The grand prize game, what it was called.
So and now, back to the Bozo Show.
Hi there, and welcome back to the Bozo Show. Hey, I've got an important question to ask you. Are you all set for lots of fun and fabulous prizes? Well, they are.
Oh, there it is.
There's the buckets.
Now time to play Bozo's Grand Prize Game!
This was the highlight right here. I don't even know what else they did on this show. I don't remember the Bozo Show.
Who our players are.
Ashley said, creepy motherfucker. You know, he's a clown. They're all a little bit creepy.
Jump it for a little bit. Let's see if we can get to the actual game.
Oh, yeah, because they got to throw them into the...
They pull a kid out of the audience, and then the kid has to put the buckets,
They're all a little further away, so there are more points if you throw the ball
right. Polaroid
Spectra System camera.
Well, each bucket gets you a toy.
She was going to get a Polaroid Spectra System camera, of all things. Hey, it's ColecoVision. You want one?
Aim for bucket one. Go ahead, whenever you're ready. There we go. Good job.
Stretch and reach, girl.
Here comes Cookie with some prizes for you.
It's an Etch-A-Sketch from Ohio Art and a Fun Bar Snack Pack.
Right? Okay, so all right. Terrific.
But that's Cookie the Clown was his assistant.
Photograph taken with our brand new Polaroid Spectra System camera, so you'll have a photographic pimento of playing the grand prize game with me.
I want to know what Bozo was like taking when the cameras were off.
Aim for bucket two.
Smoking a cigar.
And that's the mistake.
She missed it. She missed the bucket too. Oh, she's so sad.
Drop it. That's the mistake.
This girl's still telling the story. This is 1988. So she's like in her 40s right now. Like, I can't believe I fucked up. I was gonna get an Intellivision. God damn it.
A wonderful player, and your at-home player is going to be a happy girl because she's going to get duplicate prizes.
Oh, the at-home player.
Thank you. Would you help her back?
I always sent my name in for the at-home player.
Hi, what's your name?
Michael.
Hi, Michael. Let's see what you got here. This is amazing.
I just want to know the
prize.
They
mailed this to us in a plastic bag. That's incredible.
And Cookie is in a plastic bag? What?
too. His name is Jamie Bailey Jr., and he's from Rolla, Missouri.
Oh, this is so low budget.
Now, you know how we play the grand prize game? Okay, how old are you?
He's touching the kids.
I know. The way he's touching them is so creepy.
He just stroked the back of that kid's
head. Stroking his head.
Oh, that's a little weird. Different era, you know?
That line. Take a ping pong ball. Aim for bucket one. He did it.
Look at this kid's playing with fire, too.
It's a little sport horse basketball game and a Michael Jordan poster from
A minute. How much would this be worth today? A Michael Jordan poster from
a lot.
Horse basketball.
Young Michael Jordan. He still had hair.
Yeah, this is before he was exclusive with his endorsements, apparently.
And comic
book action figure that plays basketball.
Chaos in print.
Wow.
Okay,
how much would that comic book be worth?
Aim carefully for bucket two. Yeah.
All right. This kid's got some touch.
Well, look what Cookie's got for you now.
Hey, it's that 1600 construction set from Ohio Art.
Never heard of any of these toys.
A T-shirt from Express Yourself.
My goodness, isn't that beautiful?
Somebody expressed themselves all over this T-shirt.
Never mind that.
What? Jesus. What did he say?
You heard what the fuck he said.
Wow. Yeah, you heard what he said.
He said. has a t-shirt with Bozo's face on it from Express Herself, and Cookie the Clown goes, hey, someone expressed themselves all over this t-shirt. What does that mean? Someone cleaned up after sex using this shirt. Oh, I'm sorry. Is my mic on?
And a t-shirt from Express Yourself. Oh. My goodness, isn't that beautiful?
Somebody expressed themselves all over this t-shirt.
Never mind that. All right, you ready to play some
more? What the fuck?
All the parents are there like, Jesus. Three.
Yeah. Oh, this kid's dominating. You got three?
Here we have a gumball machine with refills from Houston Foods.
Gumball machine? Someone's balls have been all up in this thing. Right,
you
kid?
Slow down there, Cookie.
Watch it now, Cookie.
Look at all that loot. Right?
This kid is dominating.
He's done.
Four is a long way. Oh, all right. Wait a minute.
Well, look at this.
Trojan condoms. Hey.
By Radio Flyer.
Wow.
Got a wagon.
Well, look at that. You know what, though? There's room in there for more prizes. So whenever you're ready, you take another ping pong ball, aim for
Bozo
bucket
has
five.
Bell bottoms on.
Not happening.
Oh,
he didn't get five. No one gets five.
And your at-home player is going to be a happy boy, too. And do you know why? Because he's going to get duplicate prizes of everything that you won today. Look right over there.
Okay.
Wow, that is so creepy.
Yay!
All right, go back to your parents, kid.
I think there was something came out about Cookie, the clown, his assistant.
Was there a scandal?
Being drunk on set.
Oh, I could see that.
I think we can say that. Yeah, he was probably drunk a lot.
That expressed himself joke is something a drunk guy would say at the end of the bar, like half under his breath. Someone expressed themselves all over this shirt. Roy Brown played Cookie the Clown. He died in 2001 at the age of 68. I guess he was Cookie the Clown the entire time. Roy Brown is Cookie the Cook with Bozo, who's played by Bob Bell. I'm assuming he's no longer alive as well.
I feel like one of them had a scandal about being drunk on set.
I could see that, yeah.
There's the pedophile Captain Kangaroo.
Wait, was he a pedophile, really?
Yeah. I don't know. Check into that.
I didn't know that. I mean, I just barely watched that show.
Check into that.
I mean, that's allegedly, first of all.
Allegedly.
It's alleged. Yeah. We haven't confirmed that.
He's a groomer.
We're going to go down some QAnon rabbit hole. Bozo the Clown, the best known Bozo, died at age of 83. It looks like 2008. Larry Harmon, who turned the character Bozo into a show business staple that delighted children for more than half a century, died of congestive heart failure at 83 years old. Yeah, I don't see any scandals with Cookie, but I'm not looking that hard for that. So he probably smelled like cigarettes at minimum. Probably had that stale cigarette smell. He hasn't washed his clown suit in like 6 months. You know, he just sprays it with deodorant. Right guard. I don't want to ruin my childhood. Maybe that's it. I don't want to see the dark side of Cookie the Clown. Cookie the Cook, actually.
We don't need to know. Get to the emails, Andy. We don't need to know.
Cookie the Cook. Did he cook things on that? What was he?
Cooking up that meth. Get to the email. Right. We don't need to know.
I don't even know where to begin. We haven't gotten the emails in a while. So let's just jump to, let's go back a little bit. So Jennifer, by the way, Jennifer said, I need to see Andy's first manicure and pedicure experience. That's when Mike B was trying to get me. Just so you guys know, Mike B spent like an hour trying to get me, to get a manicure and a pedicure. And we have not spoken of it since. So I don't think it's going to happen. He hasn't tried to get me to do it. I don't think it's going to happen. Cheyenne said, not sure if y'all know, but Patreon is upgraded and it's showing how many patrons and money you receive. It always has that. I think that's always been public. We can make that private, but I don't know. I thought it was always up there. Let's see. We have so many comments from the last like 3 weeks.
Well, I'm not going to do them all. So you pick.
AJ said, hey guys, just listen to the box talk. And I got to disagree with Randolph. Bud claimed not to feel Spence's power. This is the fight from a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Bud claimed not to feel Spence's power. When have you ever heard of that from Spence's opponent not feeling his power? That man was weight drained. We'll see when the rematch happens if they're at 154. Remember, Spence walks around at 180.
You want to read what my reply was?
I didn't actually bookmark. What was your reply? What was your reply?
Look, okay. I find it interesting that people talk about all this wagering and stuff when it comes to Spence after he lost a fight. You know, he had two fights before this, coming up both after the accident, and he supposedly had to lose weight. Okay, so after the accident, he had two fights. I didn't hear anything about neurological problems or anything when he won those two fights fairly easily. Okay, if he's weight drained, I don't care. I don't have any sympathy for any fighter who's getting weight drained. Either stay 10 pounds off your fight weight or move up in weight class. If you can't stay within 10 pounds of your fight weight at all times, then you should be able to move up in weight class. Bernard Hopkins stayed at 160 pounds for 10 years. I have no sympathy for any fighter like that. So if he was weight drained, hey man, that's on you. You should keep your weight some kind of way or simply move out of the net and go to the next weight class, one of the two. So when you get up in there, weight or no weight, that's the weight. You made the weight, you're in that fight. I don't give a fuck. I don't care about his neurological things. I said, in the end, Bud Crawford is better than this guy. If they fight at 54, he beats him again at 54. He's a better fighter than Errol Spence because, as I've said repeatedly, he can do more than Errol Spence. He can fight off both sides. He's smarter as a fighter. He has a better tactical mind. He hits harder and he's mean. Okay. He's mean.
My analysis better. Of the fight is that Crawford expressed himself all over Spence's face.
He did do that.
If they fought at a heavier weight, would it be a closer fight?
You act as though Crawford is not also trying to drop down to lose weight. Also, people act as though Crawford is himself not also coming down in weight. Crawford is a natural 147 pounder. He quietly grew into that weight while everybody wasn't paying attention. He's a 147 pounder, which means he probably walks around at 157. If he thinks he can fight at 154, and that's easy. You can get a couple of pounds of solidness on him. He's a solid, dense person. He's only going to start hitting harder at 154. And it doesn't matter because he's a better fighter than Errol Spence. He's just a better. He's better. He's better. He's just a better fighter. Everybody wants it to be something that it's not. He's a better fighter. Spence should have either fought him earlier when he wasn't having problems with making weight, or he should have simply said, I can't make this weight. I'm not going to fight him, and I'm going to move out of this weight class. It was one of those two. Instead, he got the hell kicked out of him. And in my opinion, he should seriously not think about fighting anymore.
Make the money and retire.
He's
made plenty of money.
He should seriously consider not fighting anymore.
No, he doesn't need to retire. He just needs to stay away from.
Well, he definitely shouldn't fight. No, I'm thinking he should retire because I don't think he should fight anymore because of those two car accidents.
The beating
that Crawford put on him. It's a lot on your body, man.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
I don't think he should definitely not fight Crawford again. That's a mistake.
We have an email from a couple weeks ago from Ms. Smart TPS, who says, this is from episodes 1220 and 1221. Hey, Andy, Randolph, 3GO guests, including but not limited to Karen, Rod, Brother Mark, and Mike B. It was hilarious hearing Mike B try to introduce Andy to the ways of the bad bitches. Everything ain't for everybody. Mike, great choice on the coach. Solid brand. They hold up and last. I know. Coach will repair basic wear and tear as long as you register yourself as the owner. I didn't know that.
Check for yourself.
because I haven't gotten one in like 17 years. So maybe that's old news. I got my first one when I was about 10 during sixth grade in 1985. I still have it. And everyone I got after that one in bins in my closet or at my mom's house. They are good, strong leather with strong, even fabric stitching and not painted canvas. Anyway, please continue sharing the stunting on the hose portion of your person, bad bitch lifestyle. At this rate, by Christmas 2024, you will have a personal shopper at all the right retailers, along with discount in the DMV, because baddies don't pay full price. I'd like to throw Gretchen Whitmer's name on the list of lady Democrats who could probably fight. She's Michigan's governor. That's not a bad choice. Exactly. 97% are all white women in Michigan, and Darlene Conner, not Becky or Roseanne or Jackie. Darlene's can fight. And if for some reason they can't, they can bite, kick, and scratch. Cheers. Ms. Smart. That's not a bad choice for Democratic women who can fight. Gretchen Whitmer.
Chris Evans on Twitter said, if some old lady pushed me into a trash can, I'm taking that to the grave.
Yeah, why would you say that? Like, why would you? Mikkel sent us a link to a TikTok on how to clean your skillet. There's a lot of controversy on the internet on how you should clean your skillet.
What's controversial about it?
Some people say you don't ever put soap on it.
Yeah,
some people say,
yeah, I've heard that. I do.
Some people say that's outdated because the current modern day soaps don't hurt skillets like the old school soaps do.
The only thing I could probably see is, do you put a little bit of oil on after you dry it? I do.
Got to do that, right?
I do. Here's what I do is I save bacon fat from when you fry bacon.
Okay.
And then after I clean my skillet, I'll season it with the bacon fat.
I use olive oil. Drop a couple drops of olive oil and then just spread it around.
My thing is, if I'm breaking out the skillet to fry something, then yeah, health be damned. So,
right. This is
fat. It is,
and I use canola oil in my skillet for cholesterol reasons. So,
I bought some kind of skillet maintenance kit from Lodge, which is the company that makes a lot of basic like Walmart cast irons, and they have an oil which is like canola that they say use to season it. Right. So I just use that. Cast iron pans are very resilient. It's hard to fuck one up. Even if you strip the seasoning off, you can just redo it.
Yeah, I use olive oil.
This guy, I don't know if he's an expert, but he's going to tell us how to season a cast iron pan.
All right.
Can you give me 30 seconds to tell people how to take care of that cast iron skillet?
Yes.
This is how I do it. After you cook in your cast iron skillet, rinse it off.
With water.
Just water. I just use water, rinse the stuff off, then throw some kosher salt in it, and with the paper towel, rub the kosher salt around. That'll get all the food out.
Have to be kosher?
Because it's that like coarse salt, right?
Oh, yeah.
It scrapes the stuff away.
Yeah.
Right?
And do you rinse it?
Yeah, then rinse all the salt out.
Okay,
yeah,
with water.
Yeah, and then put it on a burner, medium heat for 60 seconds, turn off the burner, spray some canola oil on it, and wipe it, and then you're done. And I do that every time. And it is so fast and so easy to clean the skillet, and it just gets easier and easier and easier.
So he uses salt as an abrasive, basically. That's
well, I mean, he's just using salt. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the abrasive instead of like some kind of soap. I from that kit that I bought, it has like a metal thing that is not too sharp for a cast iron that you can scrape stuff off with. And you can use, people use things like that too, different types of abrasives, but yeah, it's hard to fuck one up though. That's why people have them for 100 years.
I know.
You think they got it right every time they cleaned
fucking it? Passed down in the family. Right.
Ryan commented, a few years back, I had the same issue with my doctor, like Mark. Dude was Eastern European and had no bedside manner. Would tell him what was going on, and he would give me the same BS every visit. Got with my insurance and found a new doctor, a black woman, and I haven't looked back. Did the same with my dentist too. Black woman saving my life. So I guess another doctor saying, you don't need to lift weights.
No, you don't need to lift weights. Actually, you do, but okay.
Tiny right. Man.
We got a comment from Raphael the day that Tim was on. I missed the 3G OG crew. For some reason, I thought that there was no episode after Zoom told me that it was waiting for the host after I don't know how many minutes. I went to chill in Niger. Hashtag Tim Miller lives. We have a waiting room on Zoom. So if you log in, I have to let you in. And sometimes I don't see it right away, but it rarely goes minutes. It usually goes a few seconds because I'm always checking to let people in. We could just go no waiting room, but you know, that's how we've always done it.
Look at this black news thing that I just got. In 1965, the A's signed 59-year-old Satchel Paige as a gimmick to generate fan interest.
Right.
Nobody informed Satch that it's a joke, and he proceeded to just shut out the Red Sox for three innings straight.
I mean, he's still competitive.
At 59 years old, he shut out Major League Baseball players. They probably pulled him after like four innings, like, all right, we can't.
But he might hurt yourself.
I was a coach. I left him out there. I was like, leave his ass out there.
He might have taken himself out. He might be like, all right, I'm done.
Until we can get to the middle reliever.
I'd be like, I'm tired now.
Matter of fact, can we sign him up for the rest of the season and we'll just pitch him in a sparing?
Pitch him every 10 days, maybe give him a double rest. Yeah. Greg said, thank God Randolph showed up. This was a couple of weeks ago when Mike B was trying to get me to do a manicure. Rod and Andy could only do so much to keep the show on the rails. Look, sometimes a little anarchy is fun. Rob commented, funny that you guys mentioned Three's Company. I see it on late at night on a couple channels, IFC, Logo, etc.
Does it still come on?
I guess, yeah, maybe late. That used to be my show back in the day, along with Mama's Family. I think those came on around the same time when I was growing up. I remember watching Mama's Family.
Yeah, we all kind of watched it. She spun off of the Carol Burnett Show.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Jennifer commented, hey, Andy, check out Opus. They use AI to automatically cut out pieces from YouTube videos. I don't have experience using it, but it's highly recommended by people in my circle. I've got that bookmarked. I haven't looked at it yet for like, you know, doing some editing on the YouTube vids videos. So we did get also a comment or two on YouTube. And let me pull those up. Okay, so Stammer said, we Bajans, a.k.a. Barbadians, do not claim Daystar, Tory Lane, or his dad. Mark, fire your doctor ASAP. Lifting weights regenerates bones, nerve, and muscle cells. As for cakes, pastries, etc.
Thank you. We appreciate that, but we know that. we know that.
As for cakes, pastries, etc., Middle Eastern, Korean, and Chinese bakeries tend to not put a lot of sugar in their items. Mochi donuts, pineapple buns, and egg tarts taro cake are so delicious. Westernized sweets tend to be so sweet that you feel you get diabetes after one bite. That's what makes them delicious. That's what's good about them. The almost diabetes. Nearly diabetes. That should be the name of a candy company. And then yeah, when we talked about the Montgomery Brawl, Akita commented on YouTube, I love us so much, the jokes is everything, because we joke about everything. I think that's all the comments. I think we burned through the last couple of weeks. I might have missed something in there. That should be all of them, or most of them. Three guys on a Gmail, if you want to email us, you can comment on Patreon. You can also comment on in other places like YouTube, and we'll generally see them at some point. I just saw this thing on TMZ. Britney Spears speaks about her divorce. I couldn't take the pain anymore. Did he divorce her? Or did she divorce him?
They were married like 3 months.
He filed for divorce.
He filed for divorce.
Yeah, he filed.
He's trying to get a paycheck.
But Octavia Spencer famously wrote on Twitter when she wrote, "Hey, I'm getting married, y'all." She was like, "Get him, make him sign a prenup."
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And she did.
So, they have a prenup, which he's trying to, like, you know, renegotiate, or else he's going to release some information that's going to be detrimental to her.
Oh, okay.
And I have a feeling that she's going to be like, yeah, whatever. There's nothing that you can say about me that hasn't already been said.
Yeah, it's kind of like, maybe it'll be messy. Britney Spears is not really famous anymore. She's just kind of famous because she was famous. Like, she's not churning out new music. She's not going on big tours. Her music that she put out is kind of stuck in its time. Like, there are not a lot of young people rediscovering Britney Spears. So it's almost like this train wreck curiosity at this point. He was or they were married for 6 years. They were married for 14 months. They were together for 6 years.
Yeah.
And then they split up. So I don't even know. I think that's a Persian name. He might be a Persian guy. They're sneaky. Watch out for them. Sam filed for divorce this week after getting into a blowout fight with Brittany over allegations she cheated on him and physically abused him.
Britney Spears physically abused him?
Here's another thing. He's a personal trainer. He was her personal trainer. And he's a low-end actor trying to make it in the business. Okay. But he's a personal trainer. And then when you see pictures of the dude, it's like, you're going to let tiny-ass Britney Spears.
Well, I don't...
Wait a minute.
I don't discount that because it's actually... something I saw on Law and Order Special Victims Unit. Really made me think about that. A guy had gotten raped by a couple of women and Stabler kept saying that. And you let these women just rape you. And the doctor, the Asian cat on there, that's their psychologist.
B.D. Wong.
Was like, yeah, a lot of men do that because you're conditioned as a man that you can't strike a woman back. So you end up taking a lot of punishment from people or situations that you can't get out of because you have conditioning that tells you that you can't do this. You can't.
But he did fine.
And I get that. But I think
I've never been one to say that
maybe because of the way I've been trained and everything like that. Yeah. I may not hit you back, but I'm not going to let you hit me.
He ain't you. Nor is
that's
he
what, well, that's what I'm saying, but that's the mindset I'm coming from.
Nor is he me. So I can see
I'm not going to let you, you
I
know,
can see him
do whatever
like,
you
I can see me. Any man, if any man says, if a man says, yeah, this one was beating on me, I can be like, oh yeah, I get it.
So I think I'm not going to let you do this. I think that's what filing for divorce is.
Yeah. So
he doesn't have to hit back. He can just get out. And so, because he did file, and you know, I don't know if it's true, but those are the allegations. Here's how you know she's mad. He goes by Sam Asghari.
Yeah.
Which Asghari sounds Persian. But in her Instagram post, she called him Hesam, H-E-S-A-M. He shortened Hesam to Sam. So she put out his
Full person. Oh, she's on that right wing shit of I'm gonna try and put some ethnic stank on his name. Okay.
As everyone knows, Hesam and I are no longer together. 6 years is a long time to be with someone, so I'm a little shocked, but I'm not here to explain why, because it's honestly nobody's business, which is
true. Nobody's business, but let me explain why.
I mean, that's part of like, is she even famous or are we just watching a train wreck? You know, just for entertainment. But I like that she threw in Hesam because everywhere you see his name, it's Sam Asghari.
Her body is ridiculous, by the way. She looks like a one. She's just a straight up and down one.
She's been posting a lot.
There's no definitions from like hips, from
it's all
torso to hips to legs.
It's all the same. It's all the same.
She's been posting a lot of these videos where she's like dancing and pole dancing and all that stuff.
What did Plies say about her pole dancing or whatever he said?
I don't remember what Plies said other than he posted him. Like he posted the video itself because she posts these videos on like Instagram. Very weird. It's just like her pole dancing. And so Plies is trending right now, as a matter of fact.
Well, he's because he said something.
Where is it? There it is. Plies. He's in his car singing Baby One More Time. He tweeted, Baby One More Time, send me a sign, baby. Is he like trying to make a move on Britney Spears?
Why would you make a move on that?
Because that's what he's into.
You know what she looks like? You know what she looks like in that picture right there? She looks like the stripper on the 4 o'clock shift on Tuesday.
She's fine. Like she's, you know, she's a mom. You know what I mean?
So are a lot of those strippers on the 4 o'clock shift.
Well, some of them are, yeah. But part of the reason she's so fucked up is how much she was objectified. So, you know, we don't need to contribute to that, I don't think. Here's Plies. Plies put up a video of her pole dancing. He's holding his phone to the camera of her pole dancing and talking about Britney Spears. That's where it came from. I guess he's, does he have a crush on her? Is that what's going on? His Ply is trying to get DM Britney Spears with his number. Ply is my white diamond from the Players Club. Go to Pound Town, Brit. Go to Pound Town. I don't even know what he's talking about. I'm not even sure what's going on here.
Go to Pound Town.
I don't even know. I don't know anyone who's a fan of Ply's.
I don't even know who Ply's is.
You had a song?
He's a rapper, yeah. This was from a few days ago, and he's been tweeting about her since then.
There she go. Oh, Brit! Violate you. Oh, Brit, let me violate you. Oh, Brit!
He's lusting after her.
That motherfucker look like diamond from the Player Club. Look, my white diamond. That my white diamond.
My white diamond.
Oh, God.
This is
he amazing. Hooking up with our boy from Tuesday, from Monday's podcast?
Ply should be embarrassed. I mean, that's so thirsty what he's doing right now. I don't know anything about Ply. Is that what he's like? Is he just kind of out there? Oh, he's tweeting about her nonstop. I'm just looking at his Twitter feed. He's got a lot of tweets about Britney Spears up. I don't understand what's going on. Hey, Brittany, I'm more of a man than Hesam could ever be. Hesam.
I'll show you what it's really like.
Probably.
I don't even know a Ply song to sing to her, to sing in this moment.
I don't know. Like, is there a Ply song for the ladies? Can anyone name three Ply songs?
Just or one? Three. Name one.
Name one Ply song.
Without going to the web to look for it.
Or if you were out in, if you were out in the streets and you're walking around and you see him, would you recognize him?
Yeah, I would not. I would be like, who's that weird dude looking at Britney Spears videos? Plies does have a lot of hits on Spotify. He's got a song called Heart Mind, which has 168 million streams. Not bad. He's got a song called Hypnotize featuring Akon, 112 million streams. So, yeah, he's got some fans out there, I guess. He's of a different generation.
Unless those fans are bots.
He's got scroll bots. I guess people probably do that just to get their royalties up. Yeah, probably. I don't know anything about Plies.
He does look like Kirk Franklin.
He does have a Kirk Franklin kind of vibe going. Kirk Franklin would never lust after women on the internet, though.
Kirk Franklin? No, he would never do that.
He doesn't have to like do that. It on the internet. He's got a church.
He did do it on the internet. He has a little bit of an internet porn problem, according to him.
Yeah, he came out with it. He was like, hey, guys, just to be.
I understand, but I'm just saying that.
I got a little bit of a. I'm a
like you have a physical church with the picking.
Sometimes late at night, I like to turn on my computer.
Does he have a church?
Express myself.
Well, he used to.
Express myself all over the screen. You know what I'm saying? Talk about this song, Rich Men of North Richmond.
Oh, Lord.
Rich Men North of Richmond. It sort of came out of nowhere.
Is it Rich Men North of Richmond?
Yeah, he's got like a little play on words there. I don't know is it Richmond, Virginia? His name is Oliver Anthony.
I want to say it is Virginia.
Oh, so north of Richmond is like us. We're north of Richmond. We're up near DC. Oliver Anthony is his name. He's like a folk singer. I don't know.
Is he like, I don't know anything about the song. So was it like trying to make fun of the left or was he making a comment about the right?
I think it's embraced by the right because it taps into good old American working class, wink, wink, values. Country music fans have taken notice of the overnight success of Oliver Anthony's viral hit, Rich Men North of Richmond. By August 19th, the song hit number one on Apple Music's U.S. and global top 100 charts. But what is the track about and who is Oliver Anthony? The folksy song tells a story of a working class narrator who is frustrated by years of hard toil resulting in low wages that only get eaten up by taxes. though every day people have made the song it's a success, rich men of north of Richmond, which lashes out against wealthy legislators in Washington, D.C., has also charmed some Republicans in office, including Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Now, who called it, she like it?
The anthem of the forgotten Americans who truly support this nation with their hard-earned dollars. Very bootstrappy. In addition to Richmond, north of Richmond, Anthony's other songs are landing on the iTunes top 40 U.S. country chart. All of which joined together August 18th to knock Jason Aldean's controversial Try That in a Small Town to the number 4 spot. It was still, that song was still at the top of the country charts. Okay, so he, I guess he posted the video of himself playing this song. But didn't have, I'm going to pull up the lyrics. Didn't have some questionable lyrics.
Yes, I'm telling you.
I haven't listened to it.
I didn't listen to it either. I don't care to, but I did. Like I said, I listened to, I read Charlotte Claymore's breakdown of it, and I trust her.
Okay, the lyrics to Rich Men North of Richmond.
Put them up on the screen, Andy. I'll give you a run through. I'll give you
there.
A run.
Okay, so this website has it, tasteofcountry.com. So there goes my suggestions for the next 3 weeks. Hey, we heard you like Taste of Country.
Yep. Guess what?
You like,
well, we get to, okay, like this.
Here's some Jordan Peterson videos.
Jesus.
Where is it? Lyrics. I've been selling my soul, working all day.
Overtime hours for bullshit pay.
So I can sit out here and waste my life away.
Drag back home and drown my troubles away. You can't, okay, you can't use away twice, dude.
So far, it's just your boilerplate kind of folk song about a hard life, hard living.
Oh, this is Taste of Country. They're only gonna show you the video, the lyrics that aren't good.
Are there like hidden lyrics? Oh, well, let's see the pre-chorus. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. For people like me and people like you, wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is.
Let me find Charlotte.
Chorus, living in a new world with an old soul. These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows they all just want to have total control.
Yep. Okay. So I'm going to show you those lyrics.
Want to know what you think? Want to know what you do? And they don't think you know, but I know that you do. Oh, whatever. Because your dollar ain't shit and it's taxed to no end. Because rich men north of Richmond. Okay. There's more lyrics. I wish politicians would look out for minors. ERS.
Yeah. Here we go.
For minors and not just minors on an island somewhere. A what? Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the obese milk and welfare.
So let's go back to those two lyrics.
Okay, what, those two lines. Like a turn?
I wish politicians would look out for miners.
Like coal miners.
And not just miners on an island somewhere. So
like
he's
kids.
Telling you, I think you mean the kind of the way, you know, like these groomers do, where they take our children and they're, because they want because our politicians want to, you know.
Well, he wants politicians to look out for the common man coal miner and not just for the trafficked children being taken to Epstein Island.
Yeah, to Epstein, yeah.
So,
trafficked children?
Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the obese, milk and welfare.
The obese, milk and welfare?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, next line. Well, God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. That's a forced rhyme. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground because all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down.
Do you know why
the wrong people are getting money?
Welfare are obese. Do you know why?
Why would that be?
Because it costs $2 to get a Big Mac, but it costs $14 to get a salad.
Exactly. So you eat bad food and
eat what you can afford.
That food that you buy on welfare doesn't satiate you. You say you eat more and more and more, and you get fatter and fatter and fatter. But in his mind, well, they're fat, so they must be eating. Yeah, they're not healthy.
I think in his mind, because they're fat, they should get no more money. Taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds.
And first here's of all, the thing. Here's
fudge
the
rounds.
The fudge rounds.
Fudge rounds come in a box. They don't come in a bag. He has no experience eating fudge rounds.
He has experience eating fudge rounds.
I have a lot of experience eating fudge rounds. oatmeal cream pies and fudge rounds I have subsisted off of many times in my life.
It's a little, here's the
it's
thing.
A box with a little bag. The round is in a little cellophane bag wrapper, but it's not bags of fudge rounds. Just want to make that clear.
But here's the thing. What a lot of people don't understand is that the taxes that are used for, you know, the welfare or the food stamps, as they would call it back in the day.
Yeah.
That doesn't pay for everything. There are certain things that the food stamps only pay for. So people always think food stamps, they pay for all the food. No, it doesn't. It pays for a specific list of food.
Right.
And you're not buying bags or boxes of fudge rounds on food stamps because that's not an authorized
item. Well, Mark, he saw a person one time with some fudge rounds in their cart, and then they used the food
stamp.
He saw it in a grocery store, Mark.
Well, I think also he's the overall point he's making is the wrong people are getting my tax dollars. Because he saw my young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground because all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. The country is not taking care of the right young men. Mm-hmm. It's taking care of the wrong ones who are just getting fat off the fudge rounds. And it's the classic case of they're getting my money. So he's kind of pushing that little classic, just like right wing talking point. All these welfare queens are out here spending my hard earned dollars while I work overtime 14-hour days and don't see nothing. So you can see how this would appeal to people on the right, this song.
Well, here's all you have to know is if they're for it, you should probably be against it. That's all you need to know. You should probably be against it.
This is the video. There's a video. I guess this is the one that's been going viral of him. Yeah. I guess he's just playing it out. I don't even know where he is. He's just outside somewhere.
In front of a deer blind. That's a deer blind over his shoulder.
It's got a deer blind, but he's also got like an expensive microphone.
Yeah.
that's a Neumann microphone, I think. Pricey.
He's an ordinary guy, Andy.
Well, I've been selling my soul, working all day.
Yeah.
Overtime hours. For bullshit pay,
yeehaw. So
I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you.
And people like them, wink, wink. Yeah. He didn't even say that, but that's what he...
Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is.
Living in the new world as opposed to how things used to be.
With an old soul. Yeah, yes. I wish things would go back to the olden times.
These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows it all. Just want to have total control. Want to know what you think. Want to know what you do. And they don't think you know. But I know that you do.
What?
Because your dollar ain't shit. And it's taxed to no end.
Wait, he's got like dogs laying around him. What is this?
Richmond, North of Richmond.
Where is he?
I'm a deer blind, Andy. That's all you need to know.
He's like knee deep in a swamp playing a song.
In front of a deer blind.
I wish politicians
look wish politicians. Minors.
Not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, what? We got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to heat, and the obese milking welfare. Well, God, if you're
obese milking welfare. Who's milking welfare, buddy?
We got people in the street with nothing to eat while the obese people are milking welfare.
Three, and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, because all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down.
Yeah. Oh, he had to stop.
People like me.
I wonder which party does that.
The
party he supports. The party he supports.
I'm angry, Lord. Help me out now. We got nothing to eat, and these people got welfare. Why don't we apply for welfare?
It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to.
just wake up and not-
He's probably covered in ticks right now, just standing out in the middle of the woods. He's probably
people
got
like
Lyme
disease. People like you, when I say you, I mean us.
You, people like both of us, and also people unlike those people. Those welfare queens. Lord.
I'm like, dude, if you look at the statistics.
They don't want to hear it. They don't care about your damn statistics.
Yeah,
they don't care about the facts.
I ain't doing any reading. I listen to AM talk radio. He's from Farmville, Virginia, which is where the Lady of Rage, rapper Rage, is from. So I guess, yeah, north of Richmond is Richmond, Virginia. Rich men north of Richmond. I'm talking about you politicians in D.C.
Not be true, but it is. Oh, it is. Living in the new world. With an old soul. These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows they all just want to have total control. Want to know what you think. Want to know what you do. It's and just- then you know, but
he wants he wants his people to be helped, but he also hates politicians because they want total control. Does he want them to help? Does he like politicians? It doesn't matter. It's just unfocused anger, but he doesn't really seem to make any point there. He wants the government to help, or he doesn't, or I don't know.
Yeah, there's no point to the song.
He doesn't know. Well, there is a point to the song. See, you're not listening to these people. That's the point of the song. So you need to be listening to these men. They're not heard. They're not being heard. Their needs are not being addressed. Right. Everybody else's needs is being addressed. These trans children, these blacks.
Yep. These people on welfare eating the fudge.
The whites are losing the country.
Eating them fudge rounds.
I'm not saying I love everybody. I'm just trying to tell you.
Look, as long as you agree with me, I love you.
I know that you do, because your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end, cause the rich men, north of rich men.
I mean, if you're a fucking poor guy with nothing, living in the street with nothing to eat, you're not paying taxes. Your dollar's not being taxed like crazy, because your income has to be above a certain level before you start getting taxed. And even then, it's a pretty low rate until you get above another level. Whatever. It's all bullshit. And it's just pointing at someone else as the enemy who has fucked things up, whether it's immigrants or black people or some combination of everything else.
And
trans
before
people.
And before you come at me with all this bullshit, maybe you don't make a video with a couple of $1,000 guitar in your hand.
Yeah.
Right, an expensive microphone. You gotta film this on an old flip phone if you want my respect. Can't get no signal out in the woods. Yeah, take it away, Oliver.
I've been selling my soul.
Oh.
Oh, Lord.
All day.
Even the dog is like, what the fuck is this shit?
Bullshit pay.
If you're making bullshit pay, you're not paying a lot of taxes. It's just unfocused general grievance, which is kind of the Republican Party. This has 25 million views.
Ugh, Jesus Christ.
This was recorded by Radio VW. I guess he went across to West Virginia to play some kind of outdoor. Hey, where's the stage?
I was just going to say that looks like he's in West Virginia.
He shows up like a road comic. Where's the stage? You're like, just go stand over there. Just go stand underneath that hornet's nest. It's fine.
Those dogs were paid actors.
Right. Are these dogs? I'm allergic. Are these dogs going to stay? Ah, fuck it. I'll sing it. Radio VW. This one's for you. And a one and a two.
Jesus Christ.
Song is about the struggling working man. You know what? The working man, the struggling working man in Farmville, Virginia, they've been forgotten. You know, that's what it is. They've been forgotten. The forgotten Americans, the real ones.
What does U.S. mean? U.S., 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 U.S.
I think that's probably the flag emoji, but it didn't come through. They were posting like a bunch of flag emojis right there. Mm. That's just like the text.
So I was like, us. I'm like, what does that mean?
So they didn't put the hashtag.
Some sort of right-wing call sign. That's what's on the
right-wing call. Because I don't think you can do a lot of emojis on YouTube comments. So they probably tried to post with American flags everywhere. But yeah, that's the Oliver Anthony, the new sensation of the aggrieved right. Going out there to the woods and singing. All right, now this song is about immigrants come and taking our jobs that we hate.
These fat people.
We're getting underpaid.
It'd be great after he sang that song. He'd be like, all right, this next one is called Wonderwall.
Right. All right, you guys, any Oasis fans in here tonight? All right, this one's for you. Feel free to sing along.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So what I don't understand is the company that he's working 14 hours a day for is underpaying him. But he wants the government to step in and make the company pay him more. Isn't that against all right-wing values to have the government regulate employers like that? Maybe increase.
Do right-wing people really want the government to not regulate certain things?
He seems to want. He essentially seems to want a minimum wage increase. That's what it sounds like. He's working for shit pay.
That's a very left-wing position to take.
He's right. All over the place with his shit. Right. I'm like, he's talking like left-wing talking points, and then he goes back to right-wing talking.
Yeah, he's just angry. It's just whatever is on his mind. It's working too long, and it's hot out here, and you know, whatever. It's just everything is wrong in his life. So he's got to point to someone else as the reason. But people on the right don't want the help from the government, you would think. I don't know. I would think a raise in a minimum wage would help at least one verse of this song.
Yeah, he's like, they're taxing us to death. And I'm like, who do you think is the ones taxing you?
Yeah, if you're making like $20,000 a year, you're not paying any taxes. If you're making like shit pay, overtime hours.
Shit pay based on his guitar and his microphone choices.
First of all, the last line of the song is overtime hours for bullshit pay. Yeah, they pay. That's time and a half, man. That's bullshit and a half pay.
Let me finish this.
So you better be thankful you're making that extra money.
I'm going to make a steak potion on Halloween.
Taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. So take fudge rounds off the list and everything's fine. Taxes ought not to pay for your Chips Ahoy and your Ritz crackers, damn it. He just starts naming groceries.
Jesus Christ. Fuck this dude.
So a lot of people have thought this is some kind of astroturf.
Thank you, Terry. That's exactly what would happen, and that's why they don't want it being done.
Raising the minimum wage would help black people, so fuck that.
Yep.
Right.
That's the only reason.
He's like, the government's not doing anything for us. Okay, how about they raise minimum wage? No. I want them to do something else for us. Like what?
Like what? First of all, get rid of these black people.
Eating fudge rounds.
Hey, man, you asked.
Right. Eating them fudge rounds. So he's got a Twitter. I guess, he's got a Twitter account. I'm sure he's got a lot of followers. That white dog in the video is his. That's his Twitter banner picture. He's got 388,000 followers.
He does now. Probably
he just joined Twitter. August of 2023, he joined Twitter.
That doesn't seem suspicious at all.
He's following two accounts, Jamie Johnson, whoever that is, and Elon Musk. Is this his real Twitter account? Jamie Johnson's a musician, it looks like. Someone who plays guitar. Yeah, this seems very suspicious.
Gary said they were all about unions until black folks started getting union jobs. That's exactly right. It's in Heather McGee's book, The Sum of Us. She has a good breakdown of that. She's exactly right.
His Twitter handle is at Ain't Got a Dollar.
Yeah, and that doesn't seem suspicious at all. He just joined in August of 2023. Really?
It seems very bizarre.
This is an AI bot.
He's just a creation of an asset. He's a King of Prussian asset. He's still playing. A week ago, he's posting that he's going to be at Morris Farm Market in Currituck, North Carolina. So he's going to be playing bigger venues. He's going to be playing bigger open fields pretty soon, you know?
Well, that show already happened.
Yeah, this is before he totally blew up. Yeah, I'm going to be playing the biggest swamp in the state next week. I was playing the small swamps for a while. You know, you got to pay your dues, cut your teeth. Now I'm playing the big swamps.
The fear of the black hat.
I mean, I would go on America's Top Idol, but they don't want me there. They're too afraid of this truth that I'm telling. Those liberals, the Hollywood liberals won't have me. So,
right.
I got to perform in these swamps to the real people.
He's only got, first of all, I'm not logged in. When you're logged in, you can see a few retweets from him. He's only got like 10 tweets total. He's tweeted 10 times. He's got 388,000 followers. That seems a little off.
Yeah, he's a bot.
Yeah. He's just an AI creation. This is one of his tweets. A dollar that says ain't shit. He wrote ain't shit on a dollar bill. Your money ain't shit. And then he signed it. Like, is this what he gives away at his shows? Here's a dollar bill with my signature on it. Go on and buy yourself a fudge round. Yeah, the whole thing is weird.
Oh, he's a Yumble. He's a Rumble user.
Rumble. Okay.
Yeah.
With his white dog.
This blatant. I'm looking at some of the replies and retweets. The blatant AstroTurf singer who only follows Elon Musk is not trying to escape big tech, Glenn.
as my white dog is sleeping on the couch, but at least my white dog got some brown in him.
Right. I mean, his dog probably didn't look like he wanted to be there in that video either.
All this damn country.
Oh, he's got a live clip now after he started to blow up. This is from a Medium swamp gig.
He didn't have many tweets. His tweets actually start August 10th.
Yeah, he has 10 tweets total, and some of them are retweets. This is him playing in front of
this guy's not real, y'all.
In front of an American flag.
Men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground because all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down.
Is this going to be like, remember when Krayshawn and the White Girl Mob had that one song, Gucci Gucci?
Yeah.
And they went on tour and they just played Gucci Gucci 9 times in a row because they had no other music. What does he do? He doesn't have a whole catalog. These people are sitting down.
He can sing covers, though.
You know what's going to happen?
Open with his song, sing a couple of covers, sing Wonderwall, his song again,
Wonderwall
sing a couple
of covers,
and then close with his song. And then there's a set.
You know what's going to happen is during when the campaigns start to ramp up, you're going to see all the Republican nominees coming out to this song.
Yeah. And he's going to play at the convention.
Yeah.
I like this guy's fist bump here. Like, he's not 300 pounds.
Is keep on kicking them down.
Oh, shit. Look, he's got like professional cameramen. He's got like, they got like a two camera shoot here, plus the guy holding the camera that we're looking at, plus a camera here. He's got he's got four angles in 4K. This ain't some down home. Yeah, he's got a budget behind him now.
I've been selling my soul, working all day. Overtime hours, bullshit pay.
Yeah, bullshit pay, come on. Let me ask y'all a question before we get to the next song. Who here loves insurrections? Make some noise. Make some noise, insurrectionists in the back. All right, let's go north of Richmond in a minute. Before that, let's play a song and a one and a two.
This motherfucker, he's really grifting. This is his grift?
Yeah, he's got photographer. I mean,
somebody's putting some money into him.
Yeah, and this is not a giant crowd. It looks a little bigger, but really it's just like three rows of people. But it's still, they put out this video He tweeted it out. It's got a decent amount of engagement. 12.4 million views on the tweet. Not maybe not on the video itself.
People like you wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is.
People like us.
It is living in the new world with an old soul.
But Little Debbie is like, how am I in this with the fudge rounds?
Hey, this is white folks' gangster rap of the 80s.
Right.
This is their version of gangster rap of the 80s.
They're pumped. Finally, some music for me. Some music that I can relate to. Oh, and this is the other thing he does. I saw someone mention this, and he has retweeted this. At his shows, I believe he opens his set with a prayer. He's got his Bible out. I guess that's a Bible. And before we get started, y'all, let's thank the Lord for everything that's been given to us, even though the government took everything from us.
It's crazy to me because I remember back in June, I played here for about 20 people. And but that's the beautiful part of this country, though, is even it's
called Lyme disease, but I don't regret it. Not one bit. Not one bit. Got food poisoning from some undercooked pork.
It like me can make something happen. So if I can do it, you can do it. Before we start singing, and I mean we, because I hope y'all are going to be singing too.
Right next to that, too.
I just had something I felt compelled to share with you. This is in Psalm.
I want to tell you about my Lord and Savior
Psalm
Jesus.
Psalm 37.
Yeah, he opens every show with prayer.
20. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming.
Uh-huh.
The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little than have righteousness than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righous. The blameless spend their days in the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever.
As my dune.
Times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will have plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers of the
field. It's all about vanquishing enemies. I mean, I know there's a lot of Bible passages you could have chosen. But this whole us against them, enemies will be vanquished and wither away is that's kind of rabble-rousing.
They think war is coming.
They will be consumed. And they will go up in smoke.
And they're the righteous ones. They will go up in smoke.
So they're the righteous, right?
Yeah, they're the righteous ones.
Okay.
And then after he said that, then there's a DJ, and then he goes, straight out of Roanoke, a crazy motherfucker named Cracker.
Straight out of Farmville. He's got just the bank of cameramen. With like some pretty decent cameras, it looks like. Sound guy. Fun for the whole family.
Yep.
So I'm so glad you guys came to the
gotta train them right.
Came to the show today. I just want to say, first of all, our enemies will drown in their own blood. They'll choke. They will choke on their own blood. Amen. Well, you guys ready to sing a song?
On their own blood and bile. Amen.
We will chop them up into little pieces and feed them to my dog.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord said.
The Lord told me that's going to happen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Real men. Real American men say amen. Praise Jesus and get the fuck out my face.
Amen.
Amen. This dollar ain't shit.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, man. What are his groupies like?
Oh, Lord.
A lot of crazy eyes. A lot of crazy eyes in his group room.
A lot of Marjorie Taylor Greene fans.
Yeah, a lot of CrossFit ladies.
Soccer moms.
Yeah,
that's Oliver Anthony or whatever.
CrossFit ladies trying to get wifed up, and soccer moms is trying to get a piece of that nice redneck tang.
Right. His dog's name is probably. He's probably named his dog after like a Southern general, like a Civil War general.
Of course. What else would he name his dog after?
Hey, here's my dog, Moonshine.
Of course. All right.
This dog's name is Lee.
My other dog, Robert E. Lee.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Let's bring this home. Hey, freeloaders, listen, we got more stuff going on over on the Patreon. You missed what's happening to me. I'm not going into it here.
I started to do a Wednesday episode. We don't know how often that'll be free, but for now, it's on Patreon, starting last week, so there's one out so far.
Come on over there.
If you want to join Patreon,
yeah,
doesn't cost much, even though your dollars ain't shit, we'll take them. But you can go over to patreon.com/threeguyson.
We're available over there. Come on over. You can also come on, and if you're on Patreon, you can come on the show as we're recording it.
Yeah, you can be in the chat.
On the Zoom and jump in the chat with us.
You can clown Oliver Anthony.
You can clown anything you want. And tell a friend. And I'll start telling your people.
Jesus, give me the strength to resist fudge rounds. They are delicious.
They are delicious.
They are. I ain't denying that they are delicious.
Did Kirby just say chat ain't shit? Oh, my God.
Chat ain't shit. Okay. Shots fired in the chat.
Shots fired. Pow, bang.
I wonder if Oliver Anthony realizes that his first name, Oliver, is very un-American.
I don't know if he realizes much.
Yeah.
He's aggrieved. He's got a lot
American,
of other things.
American or otherwise.
Because Oliver is... When I think of Oliver, I think Oliver Cromwell, who was the Lord Marshal of Great Britain.
Right. Yeah. It's like a British kind of name. That's not his real name, though, by the way. His real name, as according to, I think, Wikipedia, is something else. Oliver, I think, is just like a shortened name. Anthony is his middle name. So his name is Christopher Anthony Lunsford.
Ain't nothing real about
that. Why did he go with Oliver?
I don't know. Maybe that's a
Christopher Anthony would have been a good one.
Yeah.
This song is all for all the people in the crowd who know how to make a Molotov cocktail. Make some noise. If you've ever taken a riot shield off a cop and used it against him, come on. Come sit down front. You ever broken into the Capitol before? This one's for you.
This one's for you. So y'all come on back on Monday. This one's been for y'all. I'm talking to y'all now. Join this Patreon and come on Monday. We'll be here.
This one's called Pelosi Schmelosi. I'm running out of ideas. That's all I got.
Sign up anytime you want. Come on.
Come on. Come on. Bring it in. Bring it in.
Come on. Let's get out of here. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
I'm Brother Mark.
Come on. With three guys on. And we're real Americans. Come on.
With the damn dollars.
And we're out.